Kiddushin Perek Dal Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Mishnah continues what we started discussing in Mishnah Yud, but another case. So Isha Shin Nasosi Bimdina Sayom. He went to Mizayim, he went to America to seek his fortune, and over there he got married. Harehi Zuv Elu Bonel. This is my wife that I married in America. Ve'elu Bonel, maybe Raya Alo Isha. Ve'nitzorach Lavi Raya Alo Bonel. Maybe Raya Alo Isha. There's no stomach before Nenu because we never met the woman. So he has to bring a Raya. This is the halacha, according to the Mishnah in the beginning of the first parak, and Mishnah in the beginning of our parak. But the Gemara adds that even according to the Manda Omer that would hold, the Chacham, the Argon, and Remeir, and hold Kol Mishpachas Becheskes Kashas Ein Loim Deis, but when he married a woman, it's only if you know the family, there's a Cheskes Mishpacha that extends to every woman. Mashenken over here, we don't know the family. He stopped, he brought a woman, he said, this is my wife. There's a Cheskes Kashas on the Mishpacha, we never knew who she was, and we don't know where she's from, we don't know her background. So Mel over here, everybody will be masking that maybe Rai Olo Isha. But since he was maybe Raya Ola Isha, there's no Suffolk over here on the bottom. He brought back a wife, he brought back children. Mechitesi to be Choshed that these are not her children. So therefore, once we know his Yichus and we will buy the her Yichus, so then you can assume that the children are Miuchosim. Mesa Ve'elu Bonel. What happens if he goes? He comes back with a bunch of kids. He says, Nebuch. He went to America, he got married, he was happily married. Lamaisa, she died, and these are her children. Okay, so then you don't see anything klar b'fanecho. There's no mother with children, kruchim achareo. All there is children. So you can talk about the woman, you can talk about the children. What does one have to do with the other? Simei l'tzorach lavi raya lo isho. V'yal abonim, that the children are his and hers. There's no assumption. Mishnah Yud Beis, the last inyan of the Masechta of the Seder, is the proper zehirus that a person has to have when coming into contact with members of the opposite gender. Chazal tells in Apotropos La'arayis, a person cannot be too careful. And Klal Yisrael, whenever there's Kedusha, and anybody who has a heightened awareness of Kedusha, creates for himself, his family, his surroundings, a heker, mechitzes between men and women, mechitzes between family members and mechitzes between women that he's not supposed to come into contact with. One of the main siyogim, gedorim, that keep a person away from any rachman son, any illicit relationship, is the din of yichud. Yichud bepashtus is a din derabbanan. It's a chshash, it's a geder, it's a takonas chacham. It's not an iser bifnei atzmoi. It's a takona that's put into place by Chazal in order to safeguard, and as I state in the Gemara, the Yichud is midrabbanan. Lamaisa, there are Makairis, the Chinuch, other Rishonim, that there is a type of Yichud which is Dairaisa. L'cha'ora, the gather of which Yichud is Dairaisa, which Yichud is derabbanan, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns it out of a pasuk that's Dairaisa, others hold that in Asmachta, if they hold that Yichud is Kula midrabbanan. But the Chinuch holds that Yichud is like a kreva al arayis. The same way the Torah asu is not only isure bio, the actual relationship between a man and a woman that are not allowed to marry each other. So the Torah extended that also lesikavu legalis erva, which the Rishonim, the Rambam holds, is a lav d'arayis on any nigia or any touching coming into contact with a member of the opposite gender. That means the same way there's a ganze iser called a bio asura, so there's a chatzi iser, a mashu of an iser, which is called kiruv, chibuk, nishuk, etc. Any type of coming into contact. A lesser madrega of the same form could be a man and a woman that are in a secluded area, and they're coming into contact with each other, not physical contact, but social contact in a way that invites a closer relationship. That's the deraisa of loisikervu legalois, which is yisi yichud. However, there's a bunch of different halachas of yichud which are not really a man and woman coming into contact with each other. For instance, all the shalos that come up with a girls babysitting boys, there's no relationship. It's not a man and a woman having a business lunch in a secluded area or chapping a shmuz. That type of yichud, we learned in Masechta Sotah, kinelov and istro, she becomes asur daraisa, raglaim ledova. You don't have that by these type of shaylos. Or a plumber in the house and the housewife is standing in the kitchen cooking, where there are real shalos of yichud, but those type of shalos are not kreva la rais. That's not the raisa. That's only a gedir derabbanan. By the way, the regular yichud that we're talking about is clearly with an eishes ish, or with any other woman that's chayvik risus, except for a few exceptions where it's considered a mokum that there's no michshol, a sister, a mother, or a daughter. Those, even though they're chayvei krisus, chayvei misa, but there's no kshash that he's going to be nikshol. But an aunt, that any other relationship, a sister-in-law, chayvei krisus, there's an issa yichud. Either deraisa or derabbanan, or sometimes one, sometimes the other. Yichud with a pnuya who doesn't have any type of chayvei krisus on her is certainly only derabbanan. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Aleph says it comes from a gzeira of David HaMelech who beis dinoy after a maisa with one of David HaMelech's children. In the days of the Tanoim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were moisiv, they asid yichud with a goita. Till then, it wasn't even necessary because the b'chlal wasn't something that was bo b'cheshbon. But that became more necessary when some of the breaches between goyim and yidin fell down. It was necessary to be goyzer on that as well. So the Mishnah goes right to the yichud that we would consider yichud dirabonon, where it's not any type of intimate relationship between a man and a woman in a secluded place. It's a gzeira not to come into contact with situations that could be compromising. Lo yisyachir odom im shtei noshim. A man is not allowed to be miyachir himself with two women because noshim daitim kalois, and he can be mefat to one and convince the other one not to say anything. The fact that there's somebody else there is not a deterrent to improper behavior. Now again, when he's with two women, that's not a yachas of arayis of a relation. There's no kreva. What is there? There's a gzera. There's a gzera in the rabbanon. Abul isha achas misyachedes im shtei anoshim. One woman could be misyached with two men because two men will shterzach, will be embarrassed of each other. Memela, one will protect the other. It's not a mokim where there's a chshash. Reb Shimon Aymer, af ish echod misyached im shtei anoshim. One man can be misyached with two women, which normally would be aser. Bizman she ishta ime v'yoshin ime amin v'puntiki. If the man has his wife in the same inn as him, mipnei she ishtoi mishamratu, because his wife will protect him from being choyte. Now, the Pashto way of reading the Mishnah is that Reb Shimon is matir one man with two women, where it's only chashash of daitan kalois. Over there, ishta imoy helps, and then the Tanakama who says across the board, ein odom echod misyachem shtei anoshim, would mean even when his wife is with him. Lo yala ladas, that we should be goyzer when the wife is with him with two women. But that's the pashas of the Mishnah. Lamaisa, to shenim cheshbin out. The sugya in Avodah Zarah seems clear not that way. Beginning of Avodah Zarah. And it sounds over there that Bizman Sheishta Imoy Kuliyama, it's Poshut, even with one woman, that there's no Yichud. There's no Yichud. The person has his wife with him, there's no Yichud. Memela, the way they're Goyris in the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Aymer, Af Ish Echod Misyachidim Shtei Noshim. Reb Shimon argues flat out. He holds that there's no chash of kalos roish shemi tispater, and there's no yichud on one man with two women. And then the Mishnah adds another din, which is completely a different din. Ubizman she ishto imoy v'yoshnu ma bebundiki. Then l'kuli yam etzmutim ne she ishto mishamato. Misyachid odim im imoy v'im bitoy. There's no chash yichud, like we said before, on the few very close relatives of a mother or daughter. V'yoshnu imoyim bekiru boson. Not only that, but there's no iser negi. He's allowed to sleep in the same bed, then they slept unclothed, and it doesn't make a difference. There's no chash. V'migdilu, l'maisev, she's older already, so that's not proper, a father with a daughter, that fort could lead to some type of relationship. And memela, zu yishen b'ksusa, v'zei yoshim ksusa. Yichud, there isn't with a daughter or mother under any circumstances, but not to sleep together, b'kiriv basa.